From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 7th of May, 2009. Some health issues again yesterday, specifically unexplained dizziness and nausea, and that's why I didn't do the program yesterday. And yes, the idea of swine flu did flit across my mind. I'm okay thus far today, though. Leading off, another reminder that the Tucson Roller Derby has a bout coming up on Saturday night at Blade World here in Tucson with Iron Curtain going up against the Vice Squad. More information at TucsonRollerDerby.com. A new Homeland Security document that received little attention during last week's swine flu mess shockingly lists the alternative media, which includes this program, RadioForAll.net, IndieMedia.org, and your area listener-sponsored community radio station, with radical extremist groups, and implies that people who disagree with the commercial mass media's version of events are potential domestic terrorists. The official use-only document is entitled Domestic Extremism Lexicon and was released on March the 26th, 2 weeks before the infamous right-wing extremists report that tied the fascist Sundays into so many knots throughout April. Two more states are legalizing same-sex marriages. The governor of Maine, Democrat John Baldacci, signed into law yesterday legislation providing for marriage equality in that state. And the New Hampshire legislature passed a similar bill, which is now sitting on the desk of that state's governor, the Democrat John Lynch. Lynch has already commented that the bill is allegedly redundant because New Hampshire recognizes civil unions. Perhaps someone should slap some sense into Lynch's head about the inherent unfairness of separate but equal public policy. And I wonder why Rhode Island chooses to be a heterosexist island in the New England region. The two states Rhode Island borders, Massachusetts and Connecticut, are marriage equal. Out of the closet this morning is actor David Ogden Steers, Major Winchester on MASH for that television series last half dozen years. He says that he was repeatedly cautioned to keep his homosexuality in the closet if he wanted to keep working as a voice actor in Disney animated films, but now he simply wants to establish a long-term relationship with someone and doesn't want his partner to have to live a life of extreme discretion with him. Nothing specifically political, at least not now. It's interesting that much, or most, perhaps, of Steers' most recent voice acting work comes from the studio named for the extreme homophobe who canned Tommy Kirk for being a homosexual teenager off the set. It would really be nice now if someone at Disney offered Kirk a few voice roles, providing that Kirk would be interested in such nowadays. Also out of both the closet and the New York National Guard in this instance is West Point grad First Lieutenant Dan Choi. He appeared on Rachel Maddow's MSNBC program in March as a founding member of Knights Out, a group of West Point graduates demanding an end to the cockamamie don't ask, don't tell Pentagon policy. He has received a letter claiming that, as a result of his admitting his homosexuality on the Maddow broadcast, First Lieutenant Choi has, quote, negatively affected the good order and discipline of the New York National Guard, end quote. Somehow, the letter writer, of course, doesn't explain how, perhaps because the letter writer is a bloody liar. The following few seconds are an open message to the current inhabitant of the Oval Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Hey, Barry, get off your ass and eliminate Don't Ask, Don't Tell once and for all. That is the sensible way to repeal the policy. This message brought to you by one of the people who hired the ass you're sitting on. Period. Paragraph. End of story. Or at least it ought to be. The correction box is now open for a moment. In my appreciation of Dom DeLuise on Tuesday, I stated that NORAD was in Omaha in DeLuise's first movie, Failsafe, of course. It was Strategic Air Command, SAC, that was accurately depicted in that movie as being located in Omaha. NORAD, as was accurately depicted in the similar movie War Games, was placed in Colorado Springs. Some of you have been asking me about Charles Coughlin, the infamously racist radio priest of the 1930s who got booted from many radio stations after a post-Kristallnacht broadcast in November 1938, in which he claimed the Bolshevik Russian Revolution was financed by Jewish bankers in New York. I referenced Coughlin's broadcasts and his getting booted from both WMCA and WINS in New York for them on my Monday and Tuesday programs. I will be putting those November 1938 broadcasts, including the air check of the original WMCA broadcast in which even the utility announcer had to voice his objections, up on my Podbean.com page tomorrow, along with the May 8, 1945 production of Norman Corwin's On a Note of Triumph to wash your ears out with. The URL to get them at is King David with an E, KINGDAEVID.podbean.com tomorrow. Shannon Burke, that Orlando, Florida Chump Channel ex-hate talker who shot his dog and his wife last week, is obviously too stupid to understand the words restraining order. He's back in jail after sending someone over to his old house, the one in which he fired the gun that shot the dog and wife, to retrieve some of his belongings, including his motorcycle, in violation of the court order. And Burke had been barred last year from possessing firearms as part of his drunk driving probation sentence, and now even the mother of the baby Burke sired outside of his marriage has put a cherry atop this rancid Sunday by filing an additional restraining order in relation to her. And with stars like Burke, the recently banned in Britain Michael Savage Wiener, and $400 million OxyContin moron Rush Limbaugh, is it any wonder that Chump Channel stock is now even worth less than a roll of toilet paper and serves less of a legitimate purpose? If you have any material that you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. A Cuban cigar roller has broken his fourth world record, creating a 142-foot-long stogie that doubled his previous best. 65-year-old Jose Castellar smoked his own 2005 record of a 67-foot-long cigar and vowed to continue to roll record-breaking creations. He said, quote, "I'm going to continue until I do one that is the length of the Malecon," referring to Havana's famous six-mile-long seafront promenade. Castellar received a Guinness World Record for his troubles. Decked out in a traditional white guayabera, Castellar explained he learned to make cigars when he was 14 years old, but the athletic-looking sexagenarian said he limits himself to smoking one cigar a day. Of course, with cigars that long, he could almost limit himself to one cigar a year. And, of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.